Year, though not an amazing one. I'm Tracy Junkie from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot. And I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers.
Don't just think it, speak it. News Talk 930 KLUP San Antonio, The Loop. 930 KLUP time is 6 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. By a vote of 89 to 10, the Senate has agreed to a short-term payroll tax cut extension. SRN's Linda Kenyon has the story.
It's a two-month payroll tax cut extension that also extends jobless benefits through the end of February. The payroll tax cut increase was hung up over a Republican demand to include expedited construction of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, which President Obama and Senate Democrats have opposed. The bill requires the president to make a swift decision on the Canada to Texas pipeline, which is still under State Department review. Passage of the $30 billion payroll tax cut extension still requires House approval, which should come early next week. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a majority of adults say President Obama does not deserve a second term. SRN's Greg Clugston reports.
Even though the public would prefer President Obama be voted out of office, the new APGFK poll shows that voters are evenly divided on whether he will win re-election next year. The president's overall job approval is 44%, and he's given a rating of just 39% when it comes to his handling of the economy. However, Mr. Obama fares relatively well in potential matchups with Republicans Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. Greg Clugston at the White House.
Authorities in Southern California are providing more details about a deadly office shooting in Irwindale yesterday, but they're still not saying what the motive might have been. The Los Angeles coroner has identified the shooter as Andre Turner. A neighbor says that she saw an Illinois woman shoot at her 10-month-old baby before apparently turning the gun on herself yesterday. Authorities say 30-year-old Sarah McMean is one of five people found dead in a home in Emmington, about 80 miles southwest of Chicago. Speaking with WLS Livingston County Sheriff Martin Meredith.
As your sheriff of Livingston County, I want to make sure that everyone understands that you are safe and that the deputies are on the road, and we are looking for no persons of interest.
This is SRN News.
As the holiday season approaches, we all start to think about family and the stories we heard at family gatherings. Wouldn't it be great to be able to share those family stories? Listen, don't let the old family photos, clippings, and movies just sit in a closet forgotten by everyone. Make a family history video with Family Tales. If you can use a computer, you can use Family Tales. The kids may not want to look through dusty boxes, but they would love to watch a DVD. Help them make a connection to their own family history. The Family Tales program shows you how to make your own family history DVD. It's easy and fun. If you can use a computer, you can use Family Tales. Everything you need to know about organizing, writing a script, adding music, and video editing is at your fingertips. Give your family a truly great gift, a connection to their own history. Visit FamilyTalesDVD.com or call 888-908-3868. Visit FamilyTalesDVD.com or call 888-908-3868. 888-908-3868.
Perfect Health Today is paid for by Genesis Health Technologies.
Welcome to Perfect Health Today. Your host, Dr. James Hopkins, will be taking your calls at 308-8867 and toll free at 866-308-8867. Perfect Health Today is all about natural health, health remedies, health problems, and ways to improve your health. And now the host of Perfect Health Today. Here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Good evening. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on KLUP Radio 930, San Antonio, Texas. Now, I want to tell you before we get started, folks, that all the opinions expressed on this program are mine and not necessarily the views or the opinions of the management staff or advertisers of KOUP Radio. Also, once again, this is a call-in program. I'm going to try to give the number more often, but it's 308-8867. If you're outside the 210 calling area, it's 866-308-8867. 308-8867. Now, last week we talked about drugs and herbs and, you know, how safe they are and things like that. And tonight we're going to be talking about a part of natural medicine that I didn't include last week that is very different than most other natural treatments. In fact, I didn't talk about it last week because I felt that it is a unique treatment method as far as science and usage. So tonight we're going to be talking about homeopathic remedies. But before we get started on that, I wanted to just briefly touch on something about last week about herbs and pharmaceuticals. There's on Wikipedia, it says alternative medicine is any healing practice that does not fall within the realm of conventional medicine. It is based on historical or cultural traditions rather than on scientific evidence. I don't know where they get these ideas about it's not scientific evidence. But the thing I wanted to talk about this thing, it says that in Europe, that herbs, the quote, things that don't work and that are very dangerous, are tightly regulated, and half of them are prescribed by doctors and covered by health insurance based on their Commission E legislation. Now, that's wonderful in one way, but folks, let me tell you, I wouldn't like the European style of medicine where they regulate everything, including herbs, because then they would tell you can't have vitamin C and all these things. But the other thing I thought was interesting, and it says that alternative medical practices are sufficiently widespread, and up to half of the alternative practitioners in Germany and Austria are alternative practitioners and physicians. So maybe that accounts for the lower numbers of deaths in patients because they're using more herbs than they are pharmaceuticals. Anyway, enough about that. If I don't get to talking about homeopathy, I'll have to take part of the program next week to talk about homeopathy. Now, tonight we're going to talk about a treatment that's natural, that goes back over 200 years. It's called homeopathy. Now, homeopathy is really interesting because, and some of the information I'm going to give you tonight is kind of like a lot of skeptical people out there about homeopathy, and they feel that it doesn't work. And I'm going to tell you why they believe that. And we're going to research this a little bit and see what you think the intelligent public who gets to choose what they want to do. Now, first of all, homeopathy was invented or put together by a gentleman named Samuel Hahnemann. Now, he's German. I'm probably butchering his name since I'm not German. His second name, I think, is Friedrich. But anyway, Samuel Hahnemann was a physician in Germany, and he came up with the discipline of homeopathy, which is like treats like. And if you know nothing about homeopathy, I'll tell you a couple things that are very interesting. Number one, homeopathy uses water, and then it puts the natural substance in water, and they do something called succussing. And succussing is shaking. They shake the water vigorously, and then they take and they cut the water by, you know, if you do 100 liters, you put 1 liter of solution in, then you succuss it, and then you take a liter off again, and you put another 100 liters in, and you succuss it again, and you do this several times. And when you get done, you have a product that has hardly any, if any, of the original, quote, herbal remedy or herbal treatment left over. Now, this is what lends the skepticism by a lot of people. And a lot of people that believe that because you cannot measure an amount of this supposed beneficial property, there's no measurable amount in it, that it can't be doing any good. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about memory and water and vibrational medicine a little bit, because that's what this works on, vibrational medicine. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people that have skepticism about this in the mainstream media and also in the mainstream medicine. In fact, there's a Dr. Joe Schwartzy, I think, and he's from Canada, and he says that oxycillium is nothing but hokum, and that there's a Carey Price, who must be a big-time hockey player, is going to endorse this product, and he tells him, don't do it because it's all a hoax. Well, oxycillium is something that's very interesting. It is one of the remedies in homeopathy that has a lot of people that are not healthcare or not natural healthcare proponents use it. In fact, the number one flu remedy in Europe is oxycillium. People that go to the regular doctor and never go and see a naturopath or a natural physician take oxycillium. Why is that? Because they know every year that they take oxycillium when they get the first sign of a flu or cold, and it knocks it out and they don't get sick. Now, of course, there's no scientific research that shows this, because nobody's going to go spend $30 billion to try to prove that this water that doesn't have anything in it helps people with the flu. But for the last 10 or 12 years that I know of, oxycillium has been the number one flu remedy, or cold and flu remedy, in Europe. And it's something that I use. Now, I don't use a lot of homeopathic remedies because, quite frankly, I bought some study information. I bought a program and all these things, and I was going to research, and I just have not found the time to be able to get involved in it. I do so much research, and it's hard to learn about everything. But just because I haven't studied it and I don't use it as a normal part of my practice doesn't mean that I can't respect it and understand that it's done a lot of good for a lot of people. And we're going to talk about that in the proofs in the pudding kind of deal toward the latter end of the show. But anyway, what I was talking about, Dr. Joe Schwartz, he's not alone. There's a lot of doctors out there that don't believe that homeopathy is any good. In fact, homeopathy is very big in England. And there's a group of people in England that are trying to have it banned and gotten rid of. And yet, even their parliament is backing the use of this. In fact, they have a hospital in England that treats people homeopathically. Now, they treat them with conventional pharmaceuticals, but they also treat them homeopathically, and they find that the beneficial feelings from the patients who take homeopathy is over 70%. Over 70% of the people approve of their treatment and the way they feel after taking homeopathic remedies. They also said in an article I read about this group that's trying to ban the hospital and the use of homeopathy, that the cost of homeopathy in this hospital is about $4 million a year for treating patients. And then it goes on to say that the waste or loss of drugs that is used in the hospital is $300 million. So, wow, that's a lot of difference. So that's maybe why the ministers in England want to keep the homeopathy, because it's a whole lot cheaper, and it's very beneficial for the patients, because, like I said, a 70% approval rating by the patients who use homeopathy. Now, homeopathy is a very different type of modality. You know, it almost borders on the, now I'm not going to say supernatural, but on the fringe of medicine. You know, people, and I don't mean to say that it's not effective. It's something that's harder for people to understand and to get behind. People can understand taking a pill and having effect. They can understand taking an herb and having effect. They can understand, you know, taking different products and them being beneficial because they have a chemical constituent to them. And WebMD, and this is really funny because WebMD is really very behind homeopathy, and a lot of the medical community isn't. But it says in WebMD, it says, homeopathy or homeopathic medicine is a medical philosophy and practice based on the idea that the body has the ability to heal itself. Well, that's an unbelievable statement. The ability to heal itself. Isn't that amazing? Homeopathy was founded in the late 1700s in Germany and has been widely practiced throughout Europe. Homeopathic medicine views symptoms of illness as normal responses of the body as it attempts to gain health. Now, to make that into English, it says, you know, if you have a symptom of something, that if it's caused by a particular stimulus and it gives you a fever, it gives you chills, it gives you this, then if you give that product after it's been succussed to you, then it'll help you fight an illness that gives you fever or gives you chills or whatever. Now, they go on to say, what is homeopathy used for? It says, historically, people have used homeopathy to maintain health and treat a wide range of long-term illnesses, such as allergies, atopic dermatitis, rheumatoid arthritis, and irritable bowel syndrome. They have also been used to treat minor injuries, such as cuts and scrapes and muscle strains or sprains. Homeopathic treatment is not considered appropriate for illnesses such as cancer, heart disease, major infections, or emergency. But I'm going to read you another medical article from the National Centers for Alternative and Complementary Medicine, who says a little different. But we're going to have to go to a break, so I'm going to hurry through this so we can get this part done. Now, it goes on to say, homeopathy has been widely used in India, England, and European countries. Now, it was developed in European countries, and so you can understand why it was used there. But that it went to India is very interesting because, you know, you wouldn't think that something that came from Europe would be successful in a country that has its own natural medicine. And yet, homeopathy is widely used in India. In fact, Mahatma Gandhi said that it was one of the best treatment options for illness that had ever been invented. And I'll give you an exact quote. He says, homeopathy cures a larger percentage of cases than any other method of treatment and is beyond doubt safer and more economical and the most complete medical science. That's by Mahatma Gandhi. Now, folks, unfortunately, we're going to have to go to break here in just a second. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about homeopathy and how it works and the science behind it and also the sense behind it. We'll do that right after these words from our local sponsors. So stay tuned for Homeopathy Part 2 here.
Christmas is almost here, and I have the perfect gift idea. Huge, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for as little as $19.99. These berries are fantastic. Everyone on your holiday list will go crazy for them. But you can only find this amazing deal at berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper corner and enter the secret code, HURRY. These huge strawberries are juicy and unbelievably delicious. But you must hurry. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter the secret code, HURRY. That's berries.com, code, HURRY. Berries.com, secret code, HURRY.
Attention. 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 Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-522-1164. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-522-1164. 1-800-522-1164.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-943-1356. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-943-1356. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now. 1-800-943-1356. That's 1-800-943-1356.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio. Phone number 308-8867. If you'd like to call in outside the calling area, 866-308-8867. Tonight we're talking about homeopathy, and I'm going to pick up on this information here. We were talking about what WebMD's had to say. You know, there's a lot of conflicting and contradictory information in a lot of this research information that's put out by a lot of these companies. I'm going to show you some of that right now. It's really amazing. It says, is homeopathy safe? Homeopathic remedies have been regulated in the United States since 1938 and are considered to be safe. In fact, they were put in the American medical paradigm by a senator who passed a law making homeopathy a part of the medical treatments and protected by law. And as such, they are able to tell people and make claims about what they do. And we're going to talk a little more about that here in a little while also. But it goes on to say, some critics of homeopathy believe that there is so little active substance. Once again, after you succuss this product over and over and over and over and over, there's not really anything left of the original herbal or whatever product that was in there. So there's so little left that the benefits from treatment are likely not because of the substance, but because you are thinking it's effective. Now that's called the placebo effect. You know, you can actually think, you know, I'm feeling good. I feel pretty good. And you start feeling better. That's placebo healing. Actually, it's a positive mental attitude, which is actually pretty effective. But it goes on to say, supporters of homeopathy believe that although homeopathic solutions are highly diluted, they contain a memory of the substance in the water. Now, this is one of the things I was saying that the skeptics find so hard to believe, and that on the surface seem a little closer to science fiction than science fact. But going on, it says, the body recognizes the substance and reacts to it, and studies have tried to determine whether effects from homeopathic treatments are placebo or whether some other action occurs. Although these studies could not identify how homeopathic solutions work, there was evidence that homeopathic dilutions differ from placebos. Now, it goes on to say, now, they're not too sure if this works or if, you know, hocus pocus or whatever it is, but then they say it is important to tell your medical doctor if you decide to use homeopathic remedies. He or she should have full knowledge of your health to help make wise decisions about where you should purchase homeopathic dilutions and what homeopathic practitioner to see. A homeopathic remedy should not replace conventional treatments for serious health concerns. Now, that's what WebMD says. Now, we're going to go to the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Now, complementary and alternative medicine is kind of a new animal. Over the last 10, 15 years, it's gained more and more adherence. I don't know how much acceptance it's getting, but it's getting more adherence. What they do is they use regular medical procedures, but they also use things that are natural, complementary, or they use, and I'm going to explain that a little later, complementary and alternatively. And a lot of these practitioners are trying to integrate natural medicine and modern medicine, or Western medicine, as I like to call it. So there's a lot of these people that believe that homeopathy is very good. Now, their points in here, it says, the term homeopathy comes from the word words meaning homeo meaning similar, and pathos meaning suffering or disease. Homeopathy seeks to stimulate the body's ability to heal itself by giving very small doses of highly diluted substances. This therapeutic method was developed by German physician Samuel Christian Hahnemann at the end of the 18th century. Hahnemann articulated two main principles: the principle of similars, that like cures like, and the principle of dilutions, or the law of minimum dose, states that the lower the dose of the medication, the greater its effectiveness. In homeopathy, substances are diluted in a stepwise fashion and shaken vigorously between dilution. This process, referred to as potentiation, is believed to transmit some form of information or energy from the original substance to the final diluted remedy. In other words, when you're succussing or you're shaking and you're using this product in here, the water is getting a memory of this product. Now, that's not a memory is not exactly the right term, and we're going to talk a little more about this later. But it is picking up the vibrational the resonance of this product, and we're going to talk about resonance toward the end of the show. Now, going on, it says, according to 2007 National Health Interview Survey, which included a comprehensive survey of complementary and alternative medicine used by Americans, an estimated 3.9 million U.S. adults and approximately 900,000 children used homeopathy in the previous year. So about 4.8 million people, or almost 5 million people, used homeopathy. People use homeopathy for a range of health concerns, from wellness and prevention to the treatment of diseases and conditions such as allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue syndrome, depression, digestive disorders, ear infections, headaches, and skin rashes. It goes on to say about the regulation. Homeopathic remedies are prepared according to the guidelines of the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia of the United States, which was written into law in the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act in 1938. And this was by a senator who also was a homeopathist. Too bad they didn't have a naturopath in there that put in herbs, and we would be able to make more claims about herbs than we are today. Now, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration does not require that homeopathic remedies meet certain legal standards for strength, purity, and packaging. The labels on the remedies must include one major indication, i.e. medical problem, to be treated. In other words, they can make claims that they can treat something and make it better, which you can't do in natural medicine with herbs. Yeah. It just doesn't seem fair to me. A list of the ingredients, the dilution, and safety instructions. In addition, if a homeopathic remedy claims to treat a serious disease such as cancer, it needs to be sold by prescription. These guys never get away from this. Only products for self-limiting conditions, minor health problems like a cold or headache that go away on their own, can be sold without a prescription. Well, that's one of the nice things, folks. You can go to most providers like Walgreens and all that kind of stuff, and they have homeopathic remedies. Homeopathic remedies are also sold by the healthcare industry as a whole, and you can order them online. And I believe that Rhonda has homeopathic remedies in her stores. Now, as I said, I don't carry homeopathic remedies, and yet I have oxicillium in the dresser, in the nightstand next to my bed. And it's something that, and this is the other nice thing about homeopathic remedies, is you can use them for children. They're safe for children. And I have them, so we're going to go through a bout of the flu, or if we feel like we're getting the flu, we take oxicillium to knock it out. Now, I do a lot of other things, folks, but there's some things I can't do for my kids. I can't get my kids to take cinnamon oil for some reason. They just don't like it. But my wife and I use oils because they're very effective. But the children don't mind the homeopathic remedies. Now, the status of homeopathic research. Most analyses of the research on homeopathy have concluded that there is little evidence to support homeopathy as an effective treatment for any specific condition. and that many of the studies have been flawed. However, there are some individual observational studies, randomized placebo-controlled trials, and laboratory research that report positive effects or unique physical and chemical properties of homeopathic remedies. Now, it goes on to say, and now we're going to have to go to break here in just a minute and everything, but it says research challenges. Homeopathy is difficult to study using current scientific methods because highly diluted substances known as ultra-high dilutions or UHDs cannot be readily measured. If you don't have anything, in fact, there was a slam by a news article said they tested the water that was supposed to be a homeopathic remedy and there was nothing in it. And they were exposing homeopathy. We'll go into more of that in the next segment, folks. Stay tuned. We have more information about homeopathy after these words from our sponsors and the news. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
KLUP time is 6:30.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The Senate has voted to temporarily avert a January 1st payroll tax increase and benefit cutoff for the longtime unemployed. The House is expected to consider the two-month extension next week. President Obama is praising the Senate for passing the bill and urges the House to do the same. But he says when Congress returns in January, it should extend the cuts and benefits for the entire year. Officials say that half of a Southern California freeway damaged in a tanker truck explosion Wednesday is open again. The westbound lanes of the Pomona Freeway east of Los Angeles were reopened. It's not clear when both sides of the 10-mile section of freeway would be open again. Authorities have released no information on a possible motive for the deadly shootings at a Southern California utility office. Police say that a 48-year-old Southern California Edison employee from Riverside County shot four people, killing two of them before fatally shooting himself. More details at srnnews.com.
Your willpower is strong all year, always turning a blind eye to breakfast pastries and birthday donuts. Until now. Holidays come with a free pass to bake up all those turnovers and chocolate chip cookies you've been avoiding. But one forgotten ingredient can spell disaster. Be ready. Head to Walmart for low prices on everything you need for successful baking, like Nestle Toll House Morsels, Fisher Pecans, and Crisco Baking Sticks. Make this sweet spree worthwhile. Because New Year's resolutions are right around the corner. And so are celery sticks. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2011, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-650-4747.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-650-4747. That's 1-800-650-4747.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. As freedom-loving Americans, the right to keep and bear arms for our own self-defense is one of our most cherished rights. Join host Mark Walters right here every week on Armed American Radio for hard-hitting talk about your right to carry a gun for self-defense and everything else related to concealed carry and the defense of our Second Amendment. I fill my prescription for freedom right here with Mark Walters on Armed American Radio.
Join me, Mark Walters, for Armed American Radio every Sunday night at 10 on News Talk 930 KLUP.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. As you just heard, the number 308-8867. Now, we're talking about homeopathy tonight, and going on from what the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine says, it was talking about research challenges and the fact that it's hard to be able to measure homeopathic remedies because there's so little left and the type of equipment and everything is available, it makes it hard. There are hundreds, and it goes on to say, there are hundreds of different homeopathic remedies which can be prescribed in a variety of different dilutions to treat thousands of symptoms. On the other hand, many aspects of the interactions between the homeopathic practitioner and his or her patient may be quite beneficial and can be studied more easily. Now, it's going on, it says, controversy regarding homeopathy. Homeopathy is a controversial area of CAM, or complementary and alternative medicine, because a number of its key concepts are not consistent with established laws of science, particularly chemistry and physics. Critics think it is implausible that a remedy containing a minuscule amount of an active ingredient, sometimes not even a single molecule of the original compound left, can have any biological effect, beneficial or otherwise. For these reasons, critics argue that continuing the scientific study of homeopathy is not worthwhile. Others point to the observational and anecdotal evidence that homeopathy does work and argue that it should not be rejected because science has not been able to explain it. Yeah, we'll talk a little more about that in a little while. Side effects and risk. Although the side effects and risks of homeopathic treatments are not well researched outside of observational studies, some general points can be made about the safety of these treatments. A systematic review found that homeopathic remedies in high dilution taken under the supervision of trained professionals are generally considered safe and unlikely to cause severe adverse reaction. Liquid homeopathic remedies may contain alcohol. The FDA allows higher levels of alcohol in these remedies than it allows in conventional drugs. However, no adverse effects from alcohol have been reported. Homeopaths expect some of their patients to experience homeopathic aggravation. It's also called the Herxheimer effect, and using herbs, a temporary worsening of existing symptoms after taking a homeopathic prescription. Researchers have not found much evidence of this reaction in clinical studies. However, research on homeopathic aggravations is scarce. Homeopathic remedies are not known to interfere with conventional drugs. However, if you consider using them, you should discuss this with your healthcare practitioner. Now, that's what the complementary and alternative medical side has to say about it. And we're going to go on in really quickly, and I'm going to try to recover and go over a lot of this stuff in just a minute. Now, as earlier I said, there in the UK, they use homeopathic remedies quite a bit. Homeopathy has been an accepted part of NHS since 1948. Homeopathy costs the NHS about 0.02% of its annual budget, $4 million. This includes homeopathic remedies and the upkeep and staffing of the homeopathic hospitals in London. Wow, $4 million. Glasgow and Bristol, where patient satisfaction with treatments exceeds 70%. Health ministers back NHS homeopathy. Clinical outcome studies. Spending on homeopathy is a tiny fraction of the monies wasted on unused pharmaceuticals every year, $300 million. Now, I'm not going to go through very much more of this, folks, because I want to get on to the proof and the scientific explanation for homeopathy and some other anecdotal information I think you might find interesting. Now, going back to the quote by Mahatma Gandhi, he said once again that homeopathy cures a larger percentage of cases than any other method of treatment and is beyond doubt safer and more economical and the most complete medical science. Now, I have not heard, I have not been able to find in researching, any cases where people have died from using homeopathic remedies. Now, as I said last week, 230 people have died from herbs or supplements in the last 27 years. Of course, we also found out that the American Medical Association says that 140,000 people at least are killed every year by drugs. So with that being said, it seems to be a very safe treatment protocol, to say the least. One of the nice things about homeopathy is that on the homeopathic remedies, and when you if you go to look for homeopathic remedies, you'll get very little information. I'll tell you, in my personal experience, I went to a drugstore 5 or 6 years ago when I was out of town to get a homeopathic remedy because my wife was coming down with what she thought was a flu or a cold at the time. And I went in, and the person in the drugstore said that she'd never heard of it, didn't know what it was. And I said, well, you have to have it. It's, you know, it's a, I know you carry it. So we went and searched, and sure enough, there it was. She knew nothing about it. So if you're going to go into a drugstore, and I'm not going to mention any names like Walgreens or CVS or anything like that, but if you go into one of those places, don't expect to get any help, because they don't know anything about it, unless you're just real fortunate and find somebody that happens to know about homeopathic remedies. Conversely, if you go to some place like Rhonda's Nature's Way, you're going to find that they are knowledgeable about the homeopathic remedies. Now, I am not going to tell you that I am knowledgeable. I know a little bit about homeopathic remedies. But I do know that if you read the labels on any of the homeopathic remedies that are out there, you're going to find that they state a reason for the homeopathic preparation, and they're going to tell you what to take or the amount to take. And you can be pretty sure if you follow the directions, folks, that it's 100% safe. As I said, it's something I feel very comfortable giving my 3-year-old and my 4-year-old. Because the oxicillium is these little teeny pills, and yet they have been proved to me to be very effective. There's a couple of other things I use, but as I said, if I get more knowledgeable about homeopathy, I probably would recommend or utilize more homeopathic remedies. I was very fortunate, and when I was living in Austin, I met a young lady that helped me do a radio show, and she was a very, very knowledgeable homeopathist, and she helped me, in fact, with my daughter, because I didn't want to use any natural remedies, because she was, at the time, she was only like 1.5 years old, and she had a problem with rash, and she had some allergies. And I talked to this homeopathist after the radio show, and I got to be very good friends with her. And she helped tremendously with some homeopathic remedies. Even though there's nothing there but water, and my daughter was probably just believing she was better, so she got better by taking the homeopathic remedies. I don't know if that makes any sense or not. Anyway, now going on, scientific proof. Well, the best scientific proof, and this is not, you know, unequivocal, folks. I'm going to be very honest about it. But in 2003-2004, there was a researcher he was a Swiss chemist, and he did research on hydrogen bonds in water, and he found that the structure of hydrogen bonds in homeopathic dilutions of salt solutions is very different from that in pure water. He reached the conclusion that the phenomenon results from the vigorous shaking of solutions that takes place during homeopathic succussion. Moreover, using the laboratory technique called spectroscopy, other researchers have found that different homeopathic medicines and different dilutions of the same medicine can be distinguished from each other, even though all they should contain is water. Now, what that means, what does that say, actually? It means they did the homeopathic remedies, and they did spectroscopy on them. And even though they were all, quote, water, that were homeopathic remedies, they all could be distinguished from one another. They were all different from one another. You know, this is something that the researcher, the chemist, Lewis Ray, he said that what was different about this water was that it contained different frequencies. Now, frequencies actually are very powerful. In fact, one of the shows we're going to do here in the near future is about Rife therapy and treatment of disease by vibrational therapies. And we're going to get into that in great detail, but tonight I'm just going to say I have seen that vibrational therapy is effective, that it does work. It's not well understood, but then again, it's not misunderstood because it makes perfect sense, maybe not in a clinical way, but perfect sense in a intellectual way. Now, it goes on to say here that an alternative mechanism is suggested by the results of research from South Korea. Studies on molecular clustering in water solutions showed that as a solution is made more and more dilute, very stable and larger clumps of material developed in dilute solutions rather than in more concentrated solutions. This means that residual molecular clusters of the original substance might just be present in homeopathic dilutions. Succussion might also be responsible for creating very tiny bubbles, nanobubbles, that could contain gaseous inclusions of oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and possibly the homeopathic source material. Now, folks, we only have one more minute, so I'm going to try to get this in, then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to finish up, and we're going to give you a little more information and proof. There is increasing evidence that homeopathic dilutions have a demonstrable effect on living organisms examined under laboratory conditions. Researchers in Germany have observed an inhibitory effect of the ultra-diluted chemical on the bacterium Vibrofishery, and there is an important work from a consortium of European laboratories showing that very high dilutions of histamine may exert a biologically significant effect on the white blood cells that take part in the immune response. Well, folks, that music means that we need to go to break, and once we come back, we'll be talking a little more about vibrational energies, and more importantly, we're going to be talking about homeopathic remedies. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What's even better than a smartphone? A smartphone that plays your favorite radio station.
As soon as I get this hooked up, I collect the waves from the air.
Whether you have an iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android, just go to your device's app store and search for
930 KLUP. The Loop.
With our free app, you can take us wherever you go.
Today's technology can help you maintain contact with the world of science.
Stay connected. Download our free app from your device's app store today. News Talk 930 KLUP. The Loop.
The Iowa caucus is fast approaching.
People have to make a choice.
Who will benefit from Herman Cain's departure?
Newt Gingrich is most likely to benefit from Herman Cain's departure.
And could a struggling candidate pull off an upset?
We've had the flavors of the month up and down, you know, so far in this campaign. I'd like to think of myself as the flavor of the decade.
Now, more than ever, what happens in Iowa doesn't stay in Iowa. News Talk 930 KLUP. The Loop.
San Antonio is proud to proclaim itself Military City USA. Our bases train Air Force recruits, combat medics, care for our wounded warriors, help with our national homeland security missions, and do so much more. The San Antonio character is made richer by our military roots. So each Saturday morning at 8 a.m., hosts Mark Fry and John Thurman showcase the men, women, and missions that make us Military City USA. It's brought to you by the Greater San Antonio Chamber of Commerce and heard only on AM 930 KLUP.
This is Dennis Prager. Since I talk so much about the importance of clarity, let me be clear. This is a blatant invitation to encourage business owners who are listening right now to become sponsors of this radio station.
News Talk 930 KLUP, The Loop.
I know so many businesses who have turned a new page and hit a new level of success because they're reaching the most intelligent audience in radio. So stimulate your business with us.
Call Tom Gebhardt at 210-344-8481 for smarter advertising from 930 KLUP.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. As freedom-loving Americans, the right to keep and bear arms for our own self-defense is one of our most cherished rights. Join host Mark Walters right here every week on Armed American Radio for hard-hitting talk about your right to carry a gun for self-defense and everything else related to concealed carry and the defense of our Second Amendment. I fill my prescription for freedom right here with Mark Walters on Armed American Radio.
Join me, Mark Walters, for Armed American Radio every Sunday night at 10 on News Talk 930 KLUP.
This is Janet Mefford.
Every day on the Janet Mefford Show, we tackle all the news and issues of the day from a Christ-centered perspective. We talk about current events, biblical issues, politics, theology, and everything in between. We talk to the big newsmakers and top thinkers. But best of all, every day we talk to you and hear what you think about all of it. So be sure to join us for the next Janet Mefford Show.
Early weekday mornings at 4 on News Talk 930 KLUP.
One divorce after another. Closed signs everywhere. We could use some help bouncing back. Thankfully, there is help. Call the Oil Spill Distress Helpline, 800-985-5990. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My name is Manny Morales. I'm 45 and I coach youth football. It's still hard to believe because the high school me
was a work in progress. But big brothers, big sisters give me a real role model. And the young me
needed a role model bad. My big brother's name is Ray, and Ray is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a role model himself.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers Big Sisters help a child. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Catch the world and everything in it. Tonight at 7, here on News Talk 930 KLUP.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KOUP Radio. Phone number, 308-8867. Now, we're talking about homeopathy, and I said that Rhonda had, I thought she had homeopathic remedies, and that last commercial there talked about a homeopathic remedy for helping you burn fat and lose weight. So, if you want information about homeopathy, I can guarantee that Rhonda has a lot of information about it. I'm sure she has actually more information than I do. She's been around the healthcare business for 40 years, and I know she is very knowledgeable in the things that she sells. Now, going on with the information, there's just a couple more points here I want to make on this that I thought were very interesting. You know, there isn't a lot of research, but there's some things here I think are very interesting. 75% positive outcomes in studies. Viewing the overall evidence, there is experimental support for the idea that ultramolecular homeopathic dilutions possess unique physical properties and can exert physiological effects. And we said that, I think, right before the break. It says a majority of the papers reported they did 67 in vitro experiments in 75 publications of research on homeopathic dilutions. A majority of the papers reported measurable effects from highly diluted substances. Positive findings were obtained in nearly three-quarters of all replicated studies. Then there's another thing that I find even more impressive. It says two studies published in 2009 by 2008 Nobel Prize winner, I'm going to butcher this guy's name, Luc Montagnier. He's French. I'm sure that's not it, but it's close. He'll have to forgive me. Proves that homeopathic remedies are active. Professor Luc is a French virologist and joint recipient of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for his co-discovery of the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. He and his team of researchers have been doing rigorous experiments using homeopathically prepared biological substances. They have conclusively shown that homeopathy prepared biological substances give off electromagnetic waves and therefore have effects. Now, we're going to go into electromagnetic waves also in the future, but frequencies and resonance, and these things are very important. It goes on to say about Nobel laureate Luc, his first name, in the summer of 2010, stunned his colleagues at a prestigious international conference, when he presented a new method for detecting viral infections that bore close parallels to the basic tenets of homeopathy. He told the conference that solutions containing the DNA of pathogenic bacteria and viruses, including HIV, could emit low-frequency radio waves that induce surrounding water molecules to become arranged in nanostructures. These water molecules, he said, could also emit radio waves. Now, we're not going to go any more into that because I want to cover a little more information about energy frequencies. Now, I guess probably going into this subject when I was talking about it was kind of on the edge of scientific fiction or, you know, like science fiction because of the premise that it made. But people who think that there's no effect from vibration aren't familiar with several things in nature. If you go on YouTube, you can look up a thing called the Tacoma, Narrows Bridge roadway in 1940. Now, this bridge was built to withstand 120 mile per hour winds, and yet there was a consistent 40 mile per hour wind that hit the bridge just right. In fact, it caused the bridge to collapse. The bridge's collapse had a lasting effect on science and engineering in many physics textbooks. The event is presented as an example of elementary forced resonance frequency. They say that the bridge was hit with this wind at exactly the right angle to set up a sympathetic vibration that over a period of time, you know, a matter of, I guess it was a few hours, that destroyed the bridge. And it wasn't very old. It was built in like 1939 and was destroyed in 1940. So that shows that, you know, actually resonance or vibrations are very powerful. Also, just recently while visiting a doctor's office, it's a friend of mine, Dr. Vernon Williams, he put me on a vibrational exercise machine. And I'd heard of them, I'd read about them, but I'd never been on one. And I went there, and let me tell you, folks, that vibration really causes a lot of muscle contraction. It really is beneficial. And that is done just by the vibration from the machine. Last but not least, vibration is very powerful, and it's actually what the concept of the Rife therapy was based on. Everybody that has lived more than 30 years or 35 years saw the commercial, you know, 15, 20, 25 years ago about Ella Fitzgerald and Memorex tape. And the commercial went on to say, is it live or is it Memorex? And Ella Fitzgerald hits high C and it shatters crystal. And that's because that particular vibrational pattern of high C, if you can hit it or sustain it for a long enough period of time, sets up a vibrational dissonance in the crystal that shatters it. So are vibrations powerful? Well, folks, I think you would, if you asked a water crystal glass, they would say, absolutely, I got broke because of vibrations. The idea of succussing and putting these products into a high dilution, my understanding has been and was given to me by this friend of mine, that the vibrational pattern was laid down into the homeopathic remedy, and that is what was left in the memory that caused the benefit from the homeopathic remedies. Well, folks, we are just about out of time. I was going to try to review a little bit, but I don't have enough time to do that. But hopefully you have a chance to maybe do some research on your own. One of the things is for sure, go into Rhonda's Nature Way and look at some of the remedies, because there's some things that you can take care of homeopathically that are very beneficial, very safe, and they're very inexpensive. Till next week, folks, thank you very much for listening. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you next week or listening or hearing you next week. You hearing me next week. And tune in. Until then, thank you very much. Remember, God loves you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Perfect Health Today with Dr. James Hopkins. Join us every Saturday at 6 for another discussion and your calls on everything pertaining to your health here on News Talk 9.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-506-8947 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle and Elle magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway.